I'm Nils, I'm a fucking promoter from Fredagsmangel, and you listen to Metal Fucking Brain Fart.
Hey, and welcome with another special episode with Neo Brain Fart. This is an interview. We are not going to take a dark week, and today we have here Nisse from Kursa Fredagsmangel. Hey Nisse.
Hey man, how you doing?
Good. I decided to make an interview with you today because around 1 year ago I met with Mickey, and I wanted to see how the club developed or if there's any changes, what gonna be the future of the club. So you can say a couple of words.
1 year ago, oh man, a lot have changed. I mean, we had Corona then, so it was a difficult time. We had we could have 50 people in the audience then, and everybody had to be seated, so it was a really shitty time. But now we're a full house, so it's good, really good. The future, well, it looks bright. Hopefully. Right now there's so many other gigs around here in Stockholm, so it's been a bit lesser crowd, but probably we will manage to get them back to the fucking club.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is that the club is not in the heart of the city, but that's, for me, to be honest, for me is the best place, because I live 15 minutes from the club and 45 from the club to my house. But also, you have a commercial that it's going to be Metal Fest. What's happened with this?
Yeah, we had to postpone that to next year, but it feels more real now that it's gonna happen, because it's supposed to happen in 2 weeks, but we felt that that's not gonna be, I don't know, we want to make the best festival that we can do. I mean, it's our first festival, we've never done it before, so we felt that now we push it over to the next year, and then we're gonna do the best festival that we can do. And so we got bands right now, Ian Wig is jumping in and doing the gig, is the festival instead of Blood of Jupiter. And then we got also Creeping Flesh. Both of them were here yesterday. Fucking great bands, death metal.
Yeah.
Then we have we got Svedena, we got Kvaen, we got Nazgul, we got so many great bands. We are 12 bands, 12 hours, 2 stages. So it's going to be awesome.
And the ticket is not so expensive, like the number of the beers, 666 from that basically is like, what, 66 euros, something like this, man, for 12 bands. But it's going to be just a Swedish band, right?
Yeah, only Swedish bands this time. Hopefully, this is going to be, we're not looking for earn a lot of money. We just want to go by, and then hopefully there will be a festival the year after. And who knows, that maybe that festival is going to be somewhere else, and maybe that festival is going to be 2 days. I have no idea. But first, let's try this one.
Yeah, because I think before Full Fredagsmangel, you didn't make some promoter, promotion agency or whatever. You didn't make gigs before that, or am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. No, we never we never did any promotion on that kind. I mean, I played in some small bands, but that's it.
And for 2 years before Corona, I think now the club is 3 years old almost. You done so good job, man.
And thanks, man. Thanks.
Because I'm in the kitchen, like we said, I've been DJing here for about 1 year almost, and I see the
progress. Yeah, the best year in that case. Fucking great DJ, man.
And I saw the progress because before was just Fridays, and now it's Friday and Saturday, but also sometimes in the normal days.
Yeah.
And you are also have a good connection with Alessio Medici from Etorian Legion, and I think you are working on the new gigs with him. What is the plan for these gigs?
Yeah, we're gonna have Violenters gonna play in July, and then also we have two bands from Israel, two black metal bands, so that's gonna be really, really cool. I mean, Israel, I've never seen a band live from Israel, never.
Melekesh.
Melekesh?
Yeah.
Who's?
Melekesh is from Israel, death metal.
Have I seen them live?
I don't know, for you,
I mean, I haven't seen live any bands from Israel, so it's going to be really cool. But I mean, it can't be very, you know, easy to be a metal band in Israel.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty tough.
And what I know, you have like a Patreon, so who want can support you, and also you have a merch. How the people who is not in Stockholm can buy a merch? Do you have a plan, for example, have a merch booth in some festival like Jefle Metal Fest or other?
Yeah, that's a good idea. If we have someone to work for us, because in Jefle Metal Festival, I want to see the bands and party. I don't want to stand and selling stuff. I mean, I got better things to do on Jävla Metal.
Yeah, everyone want to drink.
Yeah, but we released a new design t-shirt by Niklas Svebjörn. Did the design with an inverted cross and a goat.
Yeah.
Our best so far, I guess.
Yeah, it's a great one.
We're going to fill... gonna restock on that one. Right now it's sold out, but I'm gonna get some more in like 2 weeks. And also I ordered some new patches, so there's gonna be new design. We always do new designs when we order merch. We don't reprint,
yeah,
except for this new t-shirt then. That's a reprint, but I mean, it's been out for like 2 or 3 months, so it's pretty new anyway. But the patches, we never reprinted. We always make new ones.
So, for example, if I live in, I don't know, Australia or Zimbabwe, how I can order merch from Freas Mongol?
You can, and this is important. We have a Facebook page called Club Freas Mongol. That's a fairly new one, because our old one called Fredagsmangel got hacked for like a year ago by leeches that they were pissed off because they didn't like that we shut down their site. They sold bootleg t-shirts. I don't know if you remember, but
yeah, about Elgi.
Yeah, we sold support t-shirts for Elgi, who was terminally ill in cancer, and then we had these fucking guys that did bootlegs on that shirt. I mean, you don't fucking do that. And we got them shut down, so they got pissed off and they hacked our site. So that one, Fredagsmangel, is that's
your one. The shut down.
That's fucked. Yeah. So it's Club Fredagsmangel. So yeah, you can just send a personal message there, and then we can fix it all around the world.
And also
maybe not Russia.
And also
right now, or in Spain.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And also since you have a Patreon, how the people can donate if they want?
If you search on Club Fredagsmangel or just Google, then you get Patreon as well, or just Club Fredagsmangel Patreon. Because I have no idea why, because if you search for Club Fredagsmangel on Patreon, it doesn't work. I guess we have too few followers, or we have too few patrons. So I think we have like 8. And 8, that's
really better than nothing.
We
have a Patreon for 1 year and we don't have anyone.
Yes, that's okay. Oh, okay. I have to be a patron of 8 for 5 minutes.
No, I mean, since we are official podcast of Fredagsmangel, once again, man, I'm gonna leave information in our info site about the club Freja Smanjo, so everyone who want to support them do it. And final words for our audience.
It's been a crazy 3 years. We had so many bands playing here, and it's crazy. I mean, we're fully booked all year. But in August we're gonna start booking for next year. So if you're in a band and you want to play at Club Fredagsmangel, send an email to fredagsmangel@gmail.com. And also, if you want to check out some of the bands you've been playing here, I mean they're mainly underground bands, you can follow our Spotify list on, and it's called just Fredagsmangel.
And also I think you have a YouTube page.
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel as well. We did the live stream under the corona time, but now we want people to get here and support the bands for real, so we have no more live stream, but we're posting some stuff anyways.
Yeah, so you're gonna post it like a couple of days after.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, so or like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of old gigs there, so yeah, you can watch the bands and see the craziness that's happening on our club.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Thanks, Daro. You're the best.